Thursday night.
Shar HaTshuva, Perek Shishi. So, Chavonis talks about. Chavonis talks about Perek Shishi, the seven things that are necessary to fully comprehend and be aware of in order to do tshuva. We went through the Orcha Sadiqim also, who elaborates a bit on them. Number one is to remember your actions, to remember what you did, to realize what you did. People go through a whole day and they do hundreds and thousands, maybe. I don't know if they'll say hundreds. They do hundreds of actions. They say silly things, they insult people, they hurt people, Lashon Hara, Bittul Torah, and you have to remember what you did. The second thing was to realize that, yes, Hashem does care. Like the Chavis HaLvavis says, is it so, I'm sorry, Dorch HaSadikim, when he says over these seven things, so when he's up to number two in his Shar HaTshuva, so he says, like, yeah, so, you know, I ate without a bracha. Big deal. It's not the worst thing in the world. So, you have to realize what chet is. It is the worst thing in the world. You went against the will of Hashem. You violated. First of all, that in itself is the worst thing in the world. And also, we don't know what Hashem. We don't know what Hashem hooked up in the Bria. The ripple effects, the consequences of what we did. We don't know what happens because we did this action. So first of all, it's the worst thing in the world because it's a violation of Hashem's will. The Rishonim speak out this point, that every Avera has two aspects to it. The evil, the deed is evil. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a Bria in which wearing Kilayim, for example, has consequences. It's a bad thing. Say, big deal. I wore it. Okay, wool, linen, come on, what's the big deal? It is a very, we don't know the big deal. Or we do know the big deal. We don't realize how much of a big deal it is. It's a very big deal. Who knows what forces, what negative forces we've unleashed by doing this. That's number one. Number two is that it's a merida in Hashem. To read the will of Hashem. Now, both things exist. I'll ask a question. Some things are kares, and some things are just allowed. So you say, okay. So does Hashem care more about the kares things than about the lav things? I assume not. Hashem cares the same about both of them. He told you not to do it. You're violating his will. Not the child. Well, this I care a lot about, so I'm going to give a harsher punishment and a chorus. This, you know, between me and you, okay, so I'll only scare him with malchus. It's clearly not the child. It's clearly not the child. The child is the things that have courage are inherently more evil. They're inherently more negative. They're inherently more destructive in the forces of the Bria. That's the pshat. Alav, I say, you know, there's nothing wrong, there's nothing illogical or irrational saying that there are negative forces in the Bria, and there are less negative forces and more negative forces. That's a more intensely negative. Right? There's a 10-pound negativity and a 50-pound negativity and a 100-pound negativity. So there's Kares and there's Malkus and there's Mises Beisdin, and they're all different levels of intensity of evil. But if you're talking about from the perspective of Hashem's will, Hashem doesn't want this, that's an absolute. This Hashem doesn't want, but he doesn't care that much about. This he doesn't want, and he really cares about that. That's not the pshat, the Kares and the Lav and the Asay and the Lav She'ein Bo Maisa. Right, and the Lav Shenitna L'Tashlumin, and all of these things. So number two is to realize that chet is evil. To realize that it's Hashem does care. Hashem does care. And you've unleashed, so I'm saying there's two aspects to what number two is. One is the aspect of the violation of Hashem's will, and the other one is the realization that you've unleashed negative spiritual forces into the world. Number three is, Chazal just wants you to realize that there's a din v'cheshbon, to be punished. Hashem punishes for evil. And he says, without that, you're not going to be so quick to do tshuva. No matter how frum you are, what a great guy you are, and you really have no, you're really upset that you violated Hashem's will, but if there's not going to be a smack, if you're not threatened with a smack, you're just not going to do complete tshuva. That's the human nature. Whether it's universally true by every single person, I don't think it's necessary to say. Well, this is talking in general to people, the way people are. He doesn't have to be talking to Rishoyim or not good people. He can be talking even to good people. He's saying a psychological truism. There's always. I don't think you have to say it about everybody. About Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu also. Okay, that's number three. But he wants some army pachtecha basari umi mishpatecha yareisi. That's the pasuk in Tillim that he brings down at the end of number three. You have to tremble from the onesh, from the fear of onesh. The ravine number four that Hashem doesn't forget. We forget, but Hashem doesn't forget. We forgot what we did. Hashem is going to show us a Pinchas, the Chosam Yad Kol Adam Bo. We say on Rosh Hashanah, we signed off on it, so we can't deny it. So to speak, our imprint is there. It's us. I think that's what it means. I don't know if you have to say there's an actual, John Hancock there. It means it has our neshama written all over. That's the expression in English. We're written all over. And there's no shikha. Ain't shikha of nechise chalodecha. We say it in Zichronos on Rosh Hashanah. That's it. Hashem does, and again, going back to number one, there's at least hundreds of ma'asim a day that we do. We talk, we say things, we relate to other people, we interact. Every action we take is laden with danger, really. If we're not conscious of what we do, and we just react like human beings react. We get angry, we lash back, we are impatient, we also lash out. We have wounded pride, we act a certain way. Okay. Lefishim Yachshav, he says, Shehu Moznach, who built the Shomer Olav, if he thinks Hashem, he slipped up and didn't catch everything, so he won't do proper tshuva. And this happens, the Chavis Al-Dodha says, because Hashem does not punish right away. He throws in here why it's such a problem. Because when Hashem doesn't punish us right away, so we figure, he let him go. It slipped by him. And he quotes a pasuk in Koheles, which is always convenient to see how he interprets the pasuk, because especially Koheles is very difficult. Asher Ein Nasa, we should learn Koheles one year.
You're going to get through it.
What?
I'm going to get
through it. I would learn it, after Yom Kippur. See, Yom Kippur and Sukkot, so everybody's too busy. But it's a Koheles is a tremendously, wonderful to learn it. All right, one of these years, one of these decades. Asher Einas a piska might believe never. Asher Einas, maybe we should start with Shas. Right, well, Rabbi Nussbaum was doing Shas. Everybody's just waiting for him to finish that Masechta that he's doing. He can't get any customers for what he's doing. We need you to start brachas already, Rabbi Nussbaum. Everybody's waiting for you to start brachas. The people file in, they say, I want to go to Rabbi Nussbaum's shiur, I heard so much about him. They take one look at what he's doing. He's up to that like Mem Dalit in Maseches Nida. They run out the door. But we're going to make a big advert. When you start brachas, we're going to have to add bleachers to the walls when you start brachas.
Okay. Bahamishi. I want to give you a chizuk to have dinner until brachas.
You're getting fast.
You'll at least double your population. Yidiyaso habrura. Now, number five is not so simple. And you really have to think about what he means. Again, he's talking about what's necessary to do tshuva shleima. Number five is that you have to believe that tshuva works. You have to believe that tshuva works. And, you know, the way... And this is what he says. Listen, he says you have to believe tshuva works or else... This is not so simple, the Chayvus Halvav is what he says. He says, or else you'll fall into Yish. The Chayvus Halvav is talking the way people should be so depressed and terrified that they were chote, that he's presenting a picture of someone that if he didn't believe fully that tshuva works, he would get so depressed and so racked with guilt and depression and feel he's so moved. You see, we don't relate to this because we don't feel so meruchuk from Hashem when we do Averis. You know, we're like... But the Chavit of others says, you know, a person should really feel meruchuk from Hashem when he does an Avera. Certainly if he does an Avera habitually. And therefore he should be falling into Yiyush. And he should be giving up. And he should feel depressed. And he should feel like he's worthless, and he's finished, and he has nothing to offer the world. And it's really true. It is true. Except that this tshuva. So the Chavit Halvav says you have to, so, you know, we're not so sure like who he's talking to, like why is this so necessary? But he says you have to believe tshuva works, because if you don't believe tshuva works, he says, you'll be so miyush that you won't do tshuva. So you have to believe in the power of renewal and the power of tshuva, or else your depression at the avera that you've done, and we have trouble relating to this, because, you know, I'm not that depressed, it's okay. I'm not that miyuish, it's fine. But that's what he's coming from that context. He's coming from that perspective. He's coming from that perspective. That the person's miyuash because he's meruchek from Hashem, so he won't do tshuva. He won't want to bother doing tshuva. Like, you know, I'm finished. I'm gone. So he says, so you have to believe in the power of tshuva. You have to believe that it works. You have to believe that you can climb back up and be the person that you were meant to be. If you don't, then you're not going to be able to do tshuva. You'll be too depressed. If we have trouble understanding this, it's because we're not depressed. We can go a whole day. But, you know, and not be depressed. I'm fine. I'm cool. It's okay. It's fine. I'm going to try to do better tomorrow. I don't see what there is to get depressed about. So that's what he says. Chamishi is Yidiso Habrura. He says you have to really, really believe, really know that the tshuva works. May roa ma'aso v'griyos pa'olo v'shebo yisakei te'uso v'yoshev chesrono ki im lo yisbar alo zeh, he won't do tshuva ki yisyoich v'slichas Hashem, he'll give up, he'll be the yush v'yosiach daite me'rachmov, and he won't. You say it's funny, but it's a very common thing. I mean, you talk about people that go off the derech, right? And you know, it's like ironic. They feel so miyush. They say, I'm bad, so I'm going to act bad. Right? That's just prevailing psychology. They say, you know, if you make a child, if you make someone feel like he's no good, then he will act the way you project his image. Right? He gets his image from his parents. And so, you know, if he feels miyush, right, even though it's a little counterintuitive, but it's not like that, right? He says, well, if you feel terrible, so then act in a way that you won't feel terrible, but it doesn't work like that. A guy feels like a bum, so he'll act the way he sees himself. He'll act out the role of a bum. He says, I'm a bum, so I'll act this way. What am I going to go put on tefillin for? I'm talking about an extreme case. How could a bum like me put on tefillin? So then it just becomes a spiral, and he just spirals down, down, down. And do tshuva. He says, you know, Hashem is going to laugh at me if I do tshuva. So you have to learn the Rambam that ma nechmod, ma noyim, how Hashem loves the Baal Tshuva, how Hashem welcomes the Baal Tshuva back into his good graces, and you really have to believe that, so that you won't be miyush, because there's hope, you can do tshuva, you'll climb right back up. Im lo yizbar lo zeh, yisyoish mislichas Hashem, v'yosiach da'itim irachmov, so ironically you'll just keep doing bad, because you'll be miyush from ever climbing back. V'lo yizvad lefonav al ma'isim aram shekodmu lo, b'yom ka'amro, because the pasuk in Yecheskel that says this very clearly, "Kein amartem leimor," you said as follows, "Ki fushainu v'chatoseinu aleinu," we're mired in our chet, "ubom anachnu nemakim ve'ech nichye," like we're never going to climb out of this mess. And Hashem answers them back, "Ubo hatshuva me'es Hashem yisborach v'yisalim b'loshen avio." In the next pasuk, "Chai oninu Hashem alokim im echbos b'vos harasha." I want you back, and I've created tshuva. I created tabria. I created tshuva before shenivra ha'olam. So I want you to use it and to come back to me, and I'll welcome you, and I'll accept you, and I'll love you, and I'll. So that's what you have to believe. If you don't believe it, you're not going to be able to do tshuva, because you'll be depressed from your chait. I'm saying, halavai, we would be depressed from our chait, that we would need number five. Okay, number six is, number six looks repetitious. It's not so clear what he's saying, because it looks repetitious. Sheyaseh hodam cheshbon nafsho, you have to make a cheshbon hanefesh, al hatovol shekodnu l'Hashem etzlo, on all the good that Hashem has bestowed upon him, and how you did aveiros, ushkilas onesh or aveira k'neged hanaasa, and weigh, right, the onesh aveira k'neged its benefit, its fleeting benefit, and the hanaa of a schar mitzvah k'neged what it costs you in this world. K'maimer kadmoneinu, have mechashev hefsed mitzvah k'neged schara, uschar aveira k'neged hefsedo. So what's he saying here? I mean, he already said that you should think about the onesh you're going to do. And he already said you should remember all of your deeds. And he already said that you should be cognizant of the fact that Hashem doesn't forget any of your deeds. So you don't forget any of your deeds. You're already thinking about how evil they are. You're already realizing that Hashem won't forget any of your deeds, and you're already realizing that Hashem will punish you for your deeds. All of these things he said already. So what exactly is he saying in number six that he hasn't said yet? And it's not, doesn't sound like all he's saying is that you should make a cheshbon nefesh. I mean, that was included either in number one or in number four, when he said that you should remember what you did, and you should always remember that if you don't remember, Hashem remembers what you did. And what does he mix in? It's like a strange mumble, a strange jumble of different ideas. I mean, he says, remember all the good that Hashem did for you, and how you did, and you rebelled against Hashem, and you should remember the onesh of the aveira and the gemul of the mitzvah. Having mechashem hefsed mitzvah k'neged schara, uschar aveira k'neged hefseda. It's a jumble of things. Like what's the common denominator here? What is number six? I think that number six is, that hergish, and this is a dover bifnei atzmo, mamish, and to do proper tshuva, to ensure you do a tshuva shleima, you have to have this sense, and I call it a sense of amazement that you were chotei, like you can't believe it. You know, you ever think about like maybe an embarrassing moment you had, and like you want to just jump off a roof, like every time you think about it, you're just like, oh man, I can't believe whatever it is. And you say, I can't believe I did that. I can't believe it. I can't believe I said that. I can't believe I did that. I can't believe I didn't do that. I think we've all had such moments where we feel like saying what we say in Yom Kippur at the end of davening, Ariani lefanecha kechlima lebusho klima. You just want to hide when you think. And that's what he's saying. You have to feel that way about the chet. That's what I think. I think that's a common denominator in all of these things he throws at you. You develop your sense of akoras hatov to Hashem, and you're therefore like, how could I have, you go to the rich guy and he lends you the money for the mortgage of your house and you spit him in the face. How could I have done that? Or you trample his tomato patch as you walk up to his house to get the loan. How could I have done that? What got into me? What am I, crazy? How could I repay Halashem Tigmul Uzos Am Navol V'lo Chacham Halahu Avicha Halahu Avicha Osecha Hu Ascha V'yichon Anecha Halahu Avicha Konecha Hu Ascha V'yichon Anecha. How can you do that? Am Navol V'lo Chacham. So you are supposed to think about it. Chesh B'Nefesh, he says. You're supposed to think about it, Hashem, it's really amazing. Hashem gave me life, and then you can go through the Birchas HaShachar, and then you can think about how you have a family, and you think about whatever, that you're living, that you're breathing, that you have a roof over your head, all the tovos that Hashem did for you. And every person has immeasurably more tovos than Fakert, even if he has sorrows. And you should think about it, he says, and therefore you develop that sort of especially the Chavis Avodas Lishitoso, that the whole Avodas Hashem in this world is based on that Hekara Sato. So he wants you to develop it so that you should be more amazed, and then think about the owner, and wait a second, I had Hana for 7 seconds of fleeting, silly Hana, and I gave up my Nitzchias for that. So that's part of the, I'll call it bewilderment and amazement, where you just feel like, how could I have done such a thing? So these, I think all the things he throws into number 6 will push a person in the direction of this hergish of how in the world could I have done a chet? What got into me? How could I have done it? So you think about that Karas HaTov, and you mechashev hefsed mitzvah keneged tzchara, and hefsed mitzvah keneged tzchara, and tzchara veira, meaning that hanor that you got keneged hefseda, and umashakodam imiryu lefano, and instead of being maketov to Hashem, you rebelled against it, and you just want to crawl. You want to, what's the lesson? You want to crawl into a hole. Just want to crawl into a hole somewhere, curl up, and just, hide. So that's number 6. I think it's a correct shot. Bezos Hashem, I think so. But then you have to think about, wow, Chavis HaLovis holds, that's necessary. To really do tshuva, you have to feel that way. Just like you have to feel Hashem's going to smack you, and you have to feel that Hashem doesn't forget anything you did, and you have to feel that you're gonna, right? You have to feel that what you did was really evil. Chavis HaLovis here is going for broke. To do tshuva, really to do tshuva, to ensure that you do tshuva. To do a full tshuva, to ensure that you do a proper tshuva, you have to develop all 7 things. And you have to develop this sense. This is a chiddush in itself. Even after the pshat is said, the fact that this is a necessary component, that this is a necessary thing to do tshuva shlema, you have to have this feeling that, oh my goodness, I can't believe I XYZ. I can't believe it. I gave up my nitzchias for this? For what? It's all over now. I don't feel the pleasure. I don't have any lasting benefit from it. Like, what did I gain out of it? And what did I give up for it? It's absurd. I'm crazy. What did I do? You develop that thought, and that's necessary to do tshuva shleima. Okay. The seventh thing, number seven, the last two lines on page ratio test. She is apek ba'omet milasos haveira shekvar hergel ba. To realize that you have an uphill battle, that you've gotten used to a certain behavioral pattern, and it's very hard to break out of it. You have to be ready for battle. You have to be ready to go against your nature. You have to be ready to struggle and to fight in order to do tshuva. You've unfortunately developed, like I said, a certain behavioral pattern. You've developed a certain habit. You've developed a certain coolness towards chet. Yeah, it's okay. So you have to realize sheyus apek ba'omets. In some way, shape, or form, you have to gird yourself for battle, so to speak. Milasos haveira shekvar hargul ba, to realize that it's going to take you much more, especially if you think about what the Chazal HaLevavos defined in the first prokim, as we explained it, that there's a flaw in the system. You didn't just do an aveira. There's some flaw in you. Either it's, he doesn't speak the sense, well, he does in a sense, but we said, like the Gros says in Mishlei in so many places, it's either coming from Taiva or it's coming from Gaiva. It's coming from somewhere. The chet you did is coming. You're not chote in a vacuum. You're chote because usually the Gros and Mishlei usually gives the two broad categories as taiva or gaiva. It's coming from somewhere. It's coming from some flaw in your character. So it's hard. You got a very uphill battle. You have an uphill battle. And you have to realize that. You're not going to be able to do tshuva if you don't realize the battle that's in front of you. That's what he says. Vashvi sheyis apek ba'omets milasos haveri. You're not going to repeat the haveri. You're going to hold yourself back from doing it again. Shekavar hergul ba. The yachlit, and he really has, in some way, shape, or form, he has to really be determined, and he has to know what's involved in that determination. The Chazal HaLevavos said clearly in the first parak, maybe it was the second parak, that you have to go to the opposite extreme for a while. Just like someone who doesn't eat healthy, he compares averus to eating unhealthy food or not eating properly. If you violate an asay, it's not eating properly. And if you violate a los asay, he compares it to eating unhealthy food. And he says you have to for a while go the opposite direction. You have to eat like three times the minimal daily requirement of vitamin C if you've neglected your health and now you're sick with a cold. So now you have to stock up, you have to load up with vitamin C. Vitamin C is a bad example. They say the extra leaves the body and it doesn't do you any good. So if that's true, so it's a bad example. But that's what he compares it to, that you have to load up the body with antibiotics, with things to fight what's wrong with your system. So he says the same thing in Ruchnius. So that's part of what he's saying here too, that you have to realize you have to go, right? If you get angry, so then you have to stay calm when there's really something to be angry about. That's what Chazal HaLevavos says back in the first or second parak. You have to go to an extreme, to the opposite extreme, for a while, till you can be normal again. Just like a person who's malnourished has to eat more than is normal until his body comes back to itself, and then he can start eating normally again. So that's part of what he's saying here too, that he has to be determined. That's part of his achlata. He has to be determined to fight, and climb back and battle the flaws in the system. Ka'amro, and he quotes the pasuk v'kiru levavchem v'al bigdeichem, v'shuvu l'Hashem elokeichem, meaning he has to realize that it's going to the lathe. This is not a beged thing. It's not external. It's not a question of, you know, superficial actions. It's deep. It's deep in his psyche. It's deep in his makeup as a person. And he has to realize that. And he has to, like, you know, I'm really going to withstand that temptation again. I'm really going to change. And he has to realize that he has to become strong. He has to really hang in there. After you've chazed this perek shlishi, and you've said, "Hey, this is I understand this. This is true. I'm going to work on this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Now you're ready to do tshuva shleima.